Well, good morning. It is 6:20 a.m. on Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. 42 degrees, which is about 5.5 degrees Celsius. 83% humidity. Flirting with rain. So I have my umbrella, just to be on the safe side. Plus the crows are out, and I find more and more that I feel safer walking under umbrella when I'm walking under crow trees. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. You know, I haven't seen Big Hair Dude for over a week now. Which makes me wonder. I'm curious. Curious about a guy I don't know who I've seen a lot, but don't know anything about. I miss him. Yeah, watch the north-south line go by. I check that last seat. Nobody there. It's like, Strange. So I got my fifth COVID booster last night or yesterday morning. And my flu shot yesterday. Got double vaccinated. I got chemistry working in my body, baby. And it was, you can tell we've moved through the pandemic, because back in the day, every time I wanted to get a vaccination, but then the boosters, it's always been, yeah, we have an opening in like 5 days or a week or 2 weeks or whatever that we can squeeze you in. Got it at CVS. And yesterday morning, I'm riding down in the elevator and I run into Chris, one of the other guys in the building. And he was saying that he got double vaccinated. He was, I don't know how it came up in conversation, but he had been double vaccinated. Gotten flu and COVID. And it's like, you know, I've been meaning to do that. I should do that. So I get to my computer, go to CVS.com and schedule the thing. Same day, yeah, no problem. We can fit you in a couple hours. Come on in. It's like, it's gotten a lot easier to get vaccinated. So now both my arms hurt. I'm sitting here holding an umbrella and a cup of coffee, and I'm aware of both of those things very profoundly in my body. Ow. But that's pretty much the worst reaction I'm having. I've never had a bad reaction to any of these vaccines. Knock wood, thankfully. And it looks like this one's not going to be any different. Felt a little, woozy, maybe? That might be the word. But other than that, all good. So, yay! So I realized yesterday, I was being very circumspect about this new person in my life. And I don't know, there's a level of sharing. I mean, I don't share everything on these casts. There's stuff I don't want to share. There's stuff I don't feel comfortable sharing because it's not mine to share. I want to respect everybody's autonomy and right to not have everyone know their business. So, morning. But her name is Allie. So I'm going to refer to her as Allie from now on, because that's her name. She is out. That's what people call it in the poly community. When you're comfortable sharing your fouls, your polyamorous orientation. So she's out, and has no issues with that. So I feel fairly comfortable sharing her name. And yeah, so it's been, we had our date Saturday. Here it is Tuesday. And holy crap, boys and girls, what the heck? But it's been several days, and we've texted a couple times, just touching base, looking forward to Thursday, blah blah blah. And there's this, I've noticed this with Muse too. Both Allie and Muse are very, I'm going to use a word that sounds very clinical, and it's not the word that I want, but it's kind of the word that I'm going to start with. They're very competent in their polyamory. And by that I mean they're very comfortable with it. They are very, what's the word, articulate? They understand the nuances, the emotional and logistical nuances of a polyamorous culture. And they've been doing this for a while, so they're very comfortable with the rhythms and the ebb and flow of connection and so on. So I always feel very much like a newbie. I feel very much like a novice at how to do this, because I noticed it with Muse, and I'm noticing it with Allie as well. When I think of that person, and those feelings in the case of Muse, love and affection, in the case of Allie, attraction and fascination. When those feelings come up, my instinct is to share them with the person for whom I am having the feelings, in some way, shape, or form. Plus, these are people that I care about, that whose company and whose interaction brings me delight. So I want to foster that and engage with those feelings. But because A, this isn't a monogamous relationship, and they both have other partners, and B, they both have very busy lives and doing their own thing, I don't feel comfortable texting them when I think about texting them. I'm afraid of becoming that guy who's like pestering them with love notes and memes and queries and conversation, especially during the day when they're both working. And I of course am working too, but not in the same rhythm, I guess. I don't know. I've said this before, I don't want to add to the noise of their lives. I want to I don't want them to hear the ding on their phone and roll their eyes going, oh God, it's Dave again. I want there to be excitement, like, ooh, maybe it's Dave. And there's this fine line, this balance of, I don't know, you don't want to oversaturate the emotion, I guess. Is oversaturation a thing? I think so, maybe. And part of that is the whole self-esteem thing. It's like, you know, why would they want to hear from me? Which I know. I'm charming as heck. Why wouldn't they want to hear from me? But I, you know. There's acknowledging that and or believing that and acting on it are two different things, or thinking that and thinking it and believing it are two different things. And I'm still, if anything the last few days has taught me, is I'm still working through issues of self-esteem and worthiness in the love department. So, but both Ali and Muse are really, really helping me to see that I do have a lot to bring to a relationship. So that's an ongoing adjustment. But so OMSI, the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, is having another after-hours shindig on Wednesday. This one is centered around books. There's going to be paper-making demonstrations. There's going to be, I don't know what all else is going to be. There's going to be a lot of craft beer. Apparently, liquor has a lot to do with these science and industry things. I'm okay with that, but it's like, okay. There's going to be like a dozen craft beer, local craft beer brewers offering samples. So, and Ali and her Polycule and some of their friends are planning on going together. And they invited me. So I'm in. So I'm going to have an evening tomorrow evening with Ali, her partner, maybe his partner too, and some of their friends. So my social circle continues to expand, which will be lovely. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to a lot of things. I'm feeling very anticipatory. Sure. I'm just kind of digging things the way they are right now, and I'm grinning. And I'm also way deep into Jameson Square, so I'm gonna wrap up a Tuesday walk. Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. Apparently people around here really embrace the Taco Tuesday experience, and that's another reason why I love this city. Taco Tuesday is serious. So, Taco Tuesday, the day with no nickname, whatever you want it to be, whatever you need it to be, make it so. Yes, God. Suddenly there are crows in Jameson Square. They usually aren't here, but man alive, they are definitely here today, by golly. Dang. Have a fabulous Tuesday. I hope things go smoothly for you, and anything that you schedules quickly. I hope you confront issues of wondering if somebody wants to hear from you. They do. They want to hear from you. Give them a call. Send them a text. Pop them a line. Say hey. They will appreciate it. You will like it. Everybody wins. And however it goes down. God, avoid the crows. Holy crap. Remember the wisdom of Zigzag. who tells us that despite everything, create, create opportunities, create art, create a sandwich, create something. What you add to the world has value. It's worth it. It's worth it to you. Because making stuff feels good. Whether you're a creator or not, you are. So give it a try. And I will tell you, love fearlessly. Because when you do, the volume of everything gets turned up a couple of notches, and that's really kind of awesome. So, and I promise you, I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.